You've decided to hire a nanny? How much you'll pay a nanny is something you'll want to figure out early in the process, not after you decide on a candidate. This way, there are no surprises for either side. Remember, you're hiring a professional to work in your home, much like a small business owner hires someone for their team. If you're hiring through an agency, they will help you determine an appropriate offer for the type of nanny you're seeking. Here are the factors that will influence how much you pay a nanny. 1. Fair Labor Standards Act. Full and part-time nannies are covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA. They must be paid an hourly rate that is at least the federal minimum wage or the minimum wage for your state or city if it's higher. Overtime pay of time and a half must also be paid for more than 40 hours of work per week. 2. Location. As with most jobs, nannies that live in areas that have a higher cost of living or in metropolitan areas tend to be paid more. According to the latest research by the International Nanny Association, the average hourly rate for a nanny in California is $34/hour. New York, $32/hour. Washington, $31/hour. Massachusetts, $29/hour. Connecticut, $29/hour. And New Jersey, $28/hour, are among the states on the higher end of the pay scale. 3. Live in or live out. Will your nanny be live in or live out? A nanny who lives in your home could be paid less because they are receiving room and board. 4. Full-time or part-time? Are you hiring a full-time nanny? Or is it a temporary or part-time position? A full-time employee has more job security and may receive benefits that can keep their hourly rate lower than a part-time or temporary nanny. 5. Experience, education, and training. As with most professions, experience counts. Think about how many years of childcare you would like to have in a candidate. What about certifications, formal education, or training in a childcare field? The more experience, education, and training a nanny possesses, the higher their pay will be. 6. Responsibilities. What other responsibilities will your nanny have? Will they be expected to cook dinner, wash dishes, do laundry, walk the dog, or pick up the kids from school? Also, will your nanny need to be on call? Will they be expected to care for your children if you're called into work? Additional responsibilities and being on call could increase the pay rate. 7. Number of children. The number of children the nanny will care for will impact pay. The more children, typically the higher the pay. 8. Benefits and incentives. As you determine your nanny's hourly rate, you may want to consider benefits and incentives for your nanny. This will also help you attract and retain the best talent. Consider paid time off, paid holidays, health insurance, and a retirement plan. Also, think about bonuses for excellent performance, annual cost of living increases, reimbursement, or increased pay for completing training or getting a degree. 9. Tax obligations. When budgeting for your nanny's pay, remember you have employer tax obligations on top of what you pay your nanny. GTM's easy-to-use tax calculator will help you figure this out. Other considerations when you pay a nanny: gross versus net pay. The tax calculator will also provide your nanny's gross and net pay. Your nanny will be most interested in their net pay or take-home pay. This is the amount in their paycheck after taxes, such as income tax, Medicare, and Social Security are taken out. Their gross pay is their take-home pay plus the taxes that will be withheld. Make sure you and your candidate are clear about gross and net pay to avoid any confusion come payday. Work agreement. When you have agreed on compensation, put the hourly pay rate and other policies in a written work agreement. GTM can help. What you'll pay a nanny is one thing. How you'll pay your nanny is another challenge. Calculating overtime and withholdings, managing paid time off, and adhering to tax and wage laws trip up many household employers. GTM helps make payday easy with automated payroll processing and free direct deposit for your nanny. We'll also calculate, file, and remit all federal and state taxes. And that's just the start. To learn more, ask questions, and better understand your obligations as a household employer, take advantage of a complimentary, no-obligation consultation with a household employment expert. Call 800-929-9213 or schedule time with us at your convenience. Tax savings. So far, we've detailed your expenses from wages to benefits to transportation costs when budgeting for a nanny. Now let's get into how much you can save on your taxes. There are two main ways to realize tax savings on your childcare costs. Flexible spending account. Your employer may offer a dependent care flexible spending account, FSA. You can contribute up to $5,000 a year to a dependent care FSA if you're a single parent or a married couple filing a joint tax return, or up to $2,500 a year if you're married and filing separately. A dependent care FSA lowers your taxable income as funds are taken out of your paycheck before taxes are calculated. You can then submit your nanny's wages as a childcare expense to be reimbursed from your FSA. Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit. With the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit, you can count up to $3,000 in expenses for one child and up to $6,000 for two or more children. The amount of the credit is based on your adjusted gross income and ranges. Most families that hire a nanny get a tax break of 20% of their expenses, up to $600 for one child and $1,200 for two or more children. Nanny Tax Calculator. Use a nanny tax calculator when budgeting for a nanny to figure out your total employer responsibility, wages, and employer taxes, and how much you can save through an FSA and the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit. GTM can help. If you have any questions or need assistance budgeting for a nanny, call GTM Payroll Services at 800-929-9213 for a complimentary no-obligation consultation, or schedule time with us at your convenience. Our team of household employment experts will be happy to help.